That is why, Creator God, we ask you to open our eyes that we may see the Christ in each other. And so we relate to each other as brothers and sisters. Open our eyes, O God, that we may hear your word. And that word will influence our lives. Open our lips, that we may speak only that which is pleasing to you, words that build up each other. Open our hearts, O God, that we may experience your grace, and that grace will be sufficient for us. For we ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I preach you in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen. There is a saying, those who sing pray twice. And so today, as we sing our national song, God Bless Our Nation, and later on, as we sing our national anthem, we are indeed praying that God will bless Trinidad and Tobago. But did we ever consider, what do we truly want God to do for our land, our nation? What blessing are we asking God for? Do we want unity, a community where people look out and care for each other? Do we desire a prosperous land, a land of plenty where everybody has enough, where poverty is a thing of the past, where everyone can find gainful employment? Do we desire an end to crime, the unending murders, or an end to the widespread dishonesty and corruption that we know exists in our land? Have we ever really thought about it? We ask God to bless our nation. What is it we desire? Are we asking God to help us to make a reality of the words of our national anthem? Here every creed and race find an equal place. We sing, we pray, but what do we really want? When we decide what we want for God's blessing, then we have to seriously consider how we go about receiving those blessings, how we respond to God's love as a people so that God could truly bless us. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses gives three addresses or discourses as leader of the people of Israel. And Moses sets out before the nation what they have to do in their relationship with God. In the first discourse, that part of which was read as our first lesson, Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses tells them, do not forget God. He reminds them of all the things God has done for them, leading them out of slavery in Egypt, being with them and protecting them and looking after them and sustaining them in the desert. But he understands that quickly we forget. And so he reminds them, do not forget God. Do not forget what God has done for you in the past. And we need to take heed of that as we celebrate 57 years of independence. Because God has done a tremendous amount for us in the past as a people. And we have become so arrogant, or we take God so much for granted that we say, well, God is a trinity. But really, when we look back, we can see the blessings we have received. We have the natural resources. We have very, very talented people. We have had leaders who were committed, who had a vision, so that we had a direction and a purpose for ourselves as a nation. We have been truly blessed. And so Moses reminded us today, do not forget God. But in his third discourse, at the end of the second discourse, Moses points out to the people of Israel how they could become a truly blessed nation. Moses sets out for them the criteria for God's blessings. And if we really are asking God to bless us when we sing those songs on our national anthem, we need to pay attention to what Moses has to say to the children of Israel. Because even today, thousands of years later, those words are important for us if we truly desire as a people to be blessed by God. Moses says in Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 and 2, if you will only obey the Lord your God by diligently observing all his commandments that I have commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Moses is calling the people of Israel to obedience. So they must not only remember the things that God had done in the past, in the present, they have to be obedient so that they could be blessed by God in the future. And he goes on to list some of the ways in which God will bless them. He says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. In other words, everywhere you go, God will be there blessing you. Blessed shall be the fruit of your womb. In other words, your children will be blessed. The fruit of the ground and the fruit of your livestock will be blessed. In other words, everything you do, everything you produce, God will bless. Blessed, Moses says, shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. In other words, you will always have food in abundance. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. In other words, this God who is with you will bless all your endeavors, everything you do. And he puts it all together when he says in verse 13, the Lord shall make you head and not the tail, and you shall be at the top and not at the bottom. if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Moses is pointing out to the children of Israel, and he speaks to us even today, that if we desire to be truly blessed in all aspects of our national life, we must obey the commandments of God. Those commandments were supposed to identify Israel as the people of God. And if we obey the commandments of God today, then we will be identified as people of God. And God will bless God's people. Of course, the children of Israel were challenged because they had 10 commandments. Jesus made it so much easier for us. He gave us and he emphasized 2 great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And if we have any difficulty trying to understand what all of that means, not that we should, a former Archbishop of Canterbury has put it in a very practical way for us. Archbishop Rowan Williams says, what you have to do as a Christian is to look upward, look inward, and then look outward. In other words, you look upward, you build your relationship with God. That must be our number one priority. Our relationship with God must be the most important relationship of our lives. It must not be a casual, when I need something, relationship. It is a relationship that we have to commit to building every day. As we take the time to pray, to speak to God and allow God to speak to us. It is a relationship that we build even as we sit, either by ourselves or with others, and study the Bible, the Word of God. It is a relationship that we build as we come together as often as we can to worship God, to remind ourselves that this great and awesome God created us, and this great and awesome God loves us so much that God would send God's one and only Son to die, that we might have life. And so we build that relationship. We spend the time to do so because that relationship will influence what we think about ourselves. So when we begin to look inward, we will see whatever the world says about me. I know that I am a special child of God. God created me individually and lovingly. So I will not allow anything in the world to define who I am. Because I know who I am. I am God's child. I am one for whom Jesus died. And so I begin to understand and know myself. And I know that God gave me the gift of life, and God has given me gifts which I need to identify so that I can take my place and make my contribution to God's world. So there is a purpose, God's purpose, why I am here. And there is a reason, God's reason, why God gives me the gift of life every day. And wherever God has placed me, I know that I have some task to do for God. And so I understand who I am. Nobody could define me. I, because of my relationship with God, will define myself. And then I look outward. And who do I see? Other special children of God. My brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter what they look like or what they sound like, they are my brothers and sisters. And therefore, I am called to love them. We are responsible for each other in God's world. We are all pilgrims on the same journey of life. We have the same needs, which God is always ready and willing to provide. And so that understanding should enable us to see what we have to do in order to obey those two commandments. And therefore, God will not only bless us as individuals, God will bless our nation. It begins with you and I. When we look around Trinidad and Tobago today, we see that we have a lot of religion. We probably have all the religions in the world represented on these two very tiny islands. But we need to understand, although we may call God by different names, although we may worship God in different ways, there is a basic creed by which all religions are bound together. And Jesus, in the Sermon on the Plain, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 31, spells it out for us. It is a universal creed. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Every religion in the world subscribes to that creed. And if we really understand it, if we really try with God's help, because we can't do it by ourselves, because there are some people who really, you know, difficult to love. If we understand it and we ask for the help of the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in us, we will be able to live by that creed. And in spite of the differences of our religion, we will be able to live together as one united people. Because you cannot do to others as you will have them do to you unless you have the love of God in your heart. And that love, of course, comes as we build our relationship with God. God, through the Holy Spirit, will give us the gift of God's love. So, as citizens of this country, as we look around us and we listen to the news every day and realize that really things are not going well for us, we need to reflect on what do I, as a citizen of Trinidad and Tobago in 2019, what do I desire for this land? How do I want God to bless our nation? And understand that each of us has a responsibility to this land. Each of us must make an individual effort to bring about this blessing that we might desire. So just as we sing, "Let peace begin with me," we have to understand that the blessedness of this nation begins with you and I. We must not only sing, "God bless our nation," we have to work actively to ensure that as a people, as individuals, and as a people, we do the things that will cause us, God, to bless us. We have to love God, and we have to love each other. And the marvelous thing about all of this, as difficult as it might sound, God has given us the gift of God's self through the Holy Spirit to help us to do this. And we know that nothing is impossible with God. So if we truly desire it in our hearts, if we understand what is expected of us, then certainly we can contribute to God blessing our nation in so many ways. We are responsible for God's response to our prayers. We have to bring it about. God will put things in place, but we have to act. And so that is the challenge for us as citizens of this country. It is not just enough for us to stand up and sing, "God bless our nation." We have to understand that that process of blessing involves us. We have to commit to allowing our faith to be expressed in our daily lives. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and when we go out into the world, our words, our thoughts, our actions must reflect the fact that we believe that Jesus is the Son of God and I am a disciple of Christ. That is what it means to live a Jesus-shaped life. Everything you do, everything you say is influenced by the fact that you said yes when Jesus said, "Follow me." And if we truly, each one of us, truly strive to live as disciples of Christ, then God will bless our nation. God will remove all this darkness that seems to be covering our land, all this disunity and discord and death that seems to be overwhelming us every day. God will remove that because God is faithful. And we can see it in the history of the children of Israel. When they were faithful to their God, they prospered. When they forgot about God and went after and worshiped the idols of their neighbors, all sorts of calamity and distress and discord and disorder took place in the nation. So let us accept our responsibility for what is taking place in our land today. All those negative things, we have to accept responsibility for them. But let us keep focus on the fact that we desire God to bless our land. And those blessings depend on us. What am I prepared to do to ensure that this nation becomes a blessed nation? The Lord be with you.